I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.
My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take out a record, and we do a deep dive. And we are going new school today. A record that was released only last year. A band that once upon a once ruled the emo scene, but definitely found a more mature sound as the years went on. Though that said, you can still hear a bit of that teenage angst. Spinning today on For the Record, it's Paramore with their Grammy Award winning album, This Is Why.
This is why.
This Is Why comes 6 years after Paramore released their 2017 album, After Laughter. That's a long time to wait, but they did take a little bit of a break during which, amongst the solo records they were making and doing other business ventures. Oh right, COVID. But then, in January of 2022, the band confirmed that they were headed back into studio.
Well, we're back, and we've been gone a long time.
It's been so cool. Everybody's so excited.
Yeah, they missed
us. It's really
us.
Cool to see how excited everybody is.
The three of us, we've grown up together, and in a lot of ways, we're very much the same. In a lot of ways, we've grown and evolved. But the three of us have different strengths. We have different personalities that we bring to the band, and I don't know, I feel like we're a pretty good mix.
The three of them being Hayley Williams on vocals, Taylor York on guitar, and Zach Farrow on drums. When it came to influence on the new album, the band from the start were adamant that British band Bloc Party were the main influence. Having listened to this album quite extensively, I can see that. I can see that. You can judge for yourself, because we're getting into the first single and the title track, This Is Why. Of the song, Paramore's Hayley Williams wrote in a statement that This Is Why was the very last song we wrote for the album. To be honest, I was so tired of writing lyrics, but Taylor convinced Zach and I that we should work on this last idea. What came out of it was the title track for the whole album. It summarizes the plethora of ridiculous emotions, the rollercoaster of being alive in 2022, having survived even just the last 3 or 4 years. You'd think after a global pandemic of biblical proportions and the impending doom of a dying planet that humans would have found it deep within themselves to be kinder and more empathetic or something. So, kind of putting to tape what we all feel there. Here's Paramore of today's For the Record with their title track, This Is Why. This Is Why by Paramore of today's For The Record, their album of the same name. You can still hear the younger Paramore in there somewhere, but the single when first released was definitely not the Paramore that fans knew. So how were they gonna react? Well, I think Paramore was confident. Fans would be cool with the new sound. Here's Hayley Williams.
I do think for us there's trust with Paramore fans that we're going to do things that feel right for us, and hopefully our enthusiasm about it and the heart behind it is contagious.
The song was very well received and was a reminder to fans and critics that Paramore is a force to be reckoned with. The full album was eventually released on February 10th, 2023, and with around 64,000 first week sales, it wasn't bad as far as reception goes, but the band hadn't completely dropped that rock and roll angst that they were known for. The second single, The News, was released on December 8th of 2022. It was loaded with dirt and grit, and their teenage angst, for a bunch of musicians in their 30s, was still in them somewhere. Though, maybe not because mom and dad told you you can't play your music too loudly, and they were oppressing you. No, the lyrics take a bit of a darker theme. Everything from the Russian invasion of the Ukraine to the one-sidedness of mainstream media. Singer and lyricist Hayley Williams put pen to paper and let it all out. Coming up, let's talk tour and let's talk Grammys. But first, off today's For The Record, it's Paramore's album This Is Why, it's The News. For The Record on Nova 103.5. For The Record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For The Record. Spinning today, Paramore's album, This Is Why.
This is why. I don't leave the house. You say the coast is cool, but you won't catch me out. Oh, why?
album, the singles, the band coming back to the music scene all were very well received, and when you're done in the studio, you hit the road. From October 2nd, 2022 until March 24th, 2024, the band toured the world on the This Is Why tour. And you'd think hitting the road again would be great, but while the band was having fun, the world was just coming out of a pandemic, and some places were locked down a little more than others, and things could get out of hand in a crowd. Here's Haley and Zach in a K-Rock interview.
We had a couple times on this tour. I don't want to harp on it too much because I don't want to, like, paint it in a negative light, but there was, like, a couple shows where people fought in the crowd, and I had a visceral reaction to it because I was just like, you're alive at a show with people, and you're singing along to songs that you probably have so many great memories to, or maybe, like, a song that got you through a breakup or through, like, moving across the country or maybe through the pandemic, right? And you're just here fighting with, like, someone you never have met before. Yeah. And that just seems super sad. And I think we beat each other up enough on the internet. Like, let's just have, like, a pure moment for 5 seconds, and then you can go back to being an asshole.
But hey, it's not all bad. As we speak, Paramore is on tour with, without a doubt, the biggest artist in the world right now, Taylor Swift. If you can make it to one of the gigs as they tour Europe with her, then yay for you. But for us mere mortals, spinning now and for the record, it's the third single of Paramore's This Is Why album, Se Comme Ça. Se Comme Ça off today's For The Record, the album This Is Why by Paramore. All in all, this album was looking pretty good for Paramore, and then came award season. And let's be real, when we talk music, there is really only one award show people care about, the Grammys. At the 2024 Grammys, Paramore won Best Alternative Music Performance with the title track This Is Why. And that's great and all, but...
And the Grammy goes to... This Is Why, Paramore!
The band won the Best Rock category as well, which was a huge deal because when they won, Paramore became the first female-fronted band ever to win the Best Rock Album Award. Ever. Oh, and that extended audience cheer on the award announcement, if you were waiting for me to play their thank you speech, Well, it's not happening, because fittingly, with being as rock and roll as you can, Paramore didn't even bother showing up to the Grammys. Instead, the band were at drummer Zach Farrow's house in their regular clothes, just chilling out, watching the awards at home. That's kind of rock and roll. Spinning now on For the Record, a song in which singer Hayley pokes fun of her own poor time management skills. Yeah, that resonates with me. It's Running Out of Time.
Said I was gonna take some flowers to my neighbor, but I ran out of time. Didn't wanna show up to the party empty-handed, but I ran out of time. Said I walked the dog a little further than the driveway.
Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Paramore's album, This Is Why.
This is why.
Paramore scared a lot of their fans towards the end of last year. On December 27th, 2023, Paramore wiped their social media accounts and the band's website became inaccessible. A week later, they cancelled a co-headlining appearance at a pretty big festival, quote, due to unforeseen circumstances. And on top of that, there were rumors that Paramore's label contract was expiring and they weren't going to renew. This is not good. All these things are indicators of a band's days being numbered. But earlier this year, on February 10th, Paramore confirmed that they would indeed be continuing as an independent band after the end of their record deal. And the Paramore fandom could rest easy. The end. My name is Jacques, and thank you for hanging out on today's episode of For the Record, where we took a look at Paramore's album, This Is Why. Ending Today, a song that was never released as a single, but for some reason they did make a music video for it. It's called Thick Skull. I'll catch you same time, same place next week for another edition of For The Record.
I am a magnet for broken pieces. I am attracted to broken people. I pick them up and now my fingers are bleeding, and it looks like my fault. And it looks like I'm caught red-handed over the head. Epiphany over my head. Repeatedly, thick skull never. Listen again. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
For The Record on Nova 103.5.